What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Wilton, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. Guys, we have, this is a big night, a lot of basketball, 10 games for this lovely Friday. This is it's technically the second Friday of the 2026 year. Either way, so much basketball action to talk about, plus a couple injuries that have happened over the last couple of days. We can kind of just mention them along the way. But no need to waste any time. Let's get straight to it. Guys, first game of the day, we had injuries in this one, and unfortunately, it led to a loss. The Boston Celtics beat the Toronto Raptors 125-117. They had no Brandon Ingram and no Scottie Barnes. Brandon Ingram's dealing with that thumb issue, and then Scottie Barnes got ruled. I think it's a shoulder issue that he dealt with. But also, RJ Barrett's hurt again. Like, dog, what are we doing here? We'll start with RJ Barrett. He played 27 minutes and had 19-4-7 with 3 triples, 6-15 for the field, 4-4 for the free throw line. He rolled his ankle. Already sprained it. And, yep, just doesn't – it sucks, man. It's like a weird year with injuries. And then when people, like, get injured and they come back and they play, like, 5 games and then get re-injured, you're like, dog, what's going on? This is unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Kyler Murray-Bowles got the start. He had a good game. And then now he had a whatever game. 7 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals. Like, 3 steals. 3-7 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. I don't think you necessarily need to roster Kyler Murray-Bowles. We're just kind of waiting for Jakupoto to come back, who should be back soon, you would think, right? And given the fact this team's actually winning, they're trying to win, and they have, I'm pretty sure they're going to make the playoffs. We're probably not going to see any big boom from Kyler Murray-Bowles this year. Sandra Mamukelashvili also got the start because, like I said, we had both Ingram and Scotty Barnes out. He had 15-8 with a block, 7-10 shooting. Like the shooting, unfortunately, you can't like count on it. He only played 24 minutes here too, which you want to see more of that. And he had 1-1 from the free throw line. Jacoby Walter also had a start in this one. 19-6-1 with a steal and a block, 5 triples, 7-12 from the field. This is like, crazy enough, it's like Gary Trent Jr. when he was with the, although he got more rebounds. Let me be a little fair. More like, this is like a Kelly Oubre profile of how this guy plays. You can't expect him to be there long-term. I think Scottie Barnes is going to return in the next one. Not sure about, well, actually, RJ Barrett's out. That sucks. But Jacoby Walter might see some extra time in the lineup just in case that. You don't need the roster in 12-team leagues, but I understand if you kind of want to pick him up and see where it goes. And lastly, other starters, Emmanuel Quickley, nice 17-2-13. Nice double-double there, like 13 assists. Still in the block. 4 triples. He just got kind of a little bad, 6-16 from the field and 1-2 from the free throw line. Still, you like the points and assists, and he gave you some triples to go along with it, especially with those guys out. He had to do more. Jamal Shedd off the bench, always you can look at him when he's actually, that might be the pickup with RJ Barrett going down, and they kind of run to a little bit more of the guards on their bench. Jamal Shedd had 13-1 assist with 8 dimes and a block, 3 triples, 4-8 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Don't be afraid to pick him up. I think if he's starting to get more run, you could definitely look at him as a streamer in 12-team leagues, preferably 14, 16. Yeah, absolutely. But don't be afraid to look at him in 12-team leagues. And lastly, you had Grady Dick that had 9 points, and Elijah Martin got some time and had 7 points and 3 rebounds. Those guys are like super deep leagues. You do not need to worry about them. We'll go ahead and check on the Boston Celtics. They're rolling, man. They're just doing their thing. Jaylen Brown, 25-8-7. 40% from the field, not his best, 6-15, but he gave you a whopping 12-13 from the free throw line. Wow, thanks. That's really generous. 1 triple to go along with that. You had Sam Hauser, who had a Sam Hauser game. He got hot, 19-5-2 with the steal, 5 triples, 70%. You know what it is. He just got hot. He said, ooh, my shot's going in. And he got some extra time. Nemeas Keita, 10-6 with 2 steals. He had a 4-6 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Nice 27 minutes. I'm glad they were jerking his minutes around for a little bit. They look to be pretty solid right now. And he belongs on rosters already. You guys already know that. Peyton Pritchard, loved this game from Peyton Pritchard. Hooped. Baller. He's a hooper, man. 27-5-8, 1 block, 3 triples, 63%. That's hot shooting. We do know that, but that is a good game to see from him. And he is probably, like I said, he's probably going to sit in that like top 70, top 60 range. He's just going to sit in between there. He's just going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Pretty good day of investment on draft day. Derek White had 18-3-5 with 2 blocks, 2 triples, 7-14 from the field. Like the shooting from Derek White. That's actually good. That's the biggest problem is you can't shoot. And dude's block rate, I think I heard he has like, he's 9th in blocks on the season? That's crazy, man. As a guard. Two triples to go along with that, and two of two from the free throw line. He's just coasting. Love to see that. You had Anthony Simons, who's still hot. He's still hot. 15-2-5. Three triples. 54% from the field. He took 11 shots. Like I said, it's okay to roster him right. He's hot, man. But, like, you know what this is. We talked about these type of things a lot. You do not need to roster that man. Remember Jordan Walsh? Yeah, man, he had 0 points in 11 minutes. Hope he is not on your rosters. And Luka Garza, like I said, keep an eye on him for deeper league. 6.7 rebounds and a block in his 20 minutes of action. Good stuff around the Boston Celtics. Dude, they might end up the number two seed. Maybe probably number three. But it's even then, like, is it Joe Mazzulla? Is it the team? Could this be both? Anyways, next game of the day. The Philadelphia 76ers route the Orlando Magic 103-91. We'll go ahead and check on what happened over at Magic Land. Paolo Banchero, he had like a monster game last time. This is like, okay, he shot kind of bad, but I still like this. 14-11-7 with the block, 6-18 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. This is 33% from the field. It's kind of like, meh, but everything else, cool. Wendell Carter Jr. had 13-8-2, three blocks. You got three blocks out of Wendell Carter Jr. That's a good day. One triple, 6-13 from the field. Cool. We'll take that. Desmond Bain had an absolute crapper game last time, and he corrected that. We like that, brother. Thanks for stepping up. 23-5-5. No triples, though. Wow, he only took three. That's so crazy. He took 19 shots, and only three of them are triples? That's insane. 9-19 for the field, good 47%, and 5-5 from the free throw line. He's just like cruising, man, you know? Of course, we're all waiting for when France comes back, and that should put a dent in this guy, Anthony Black. 21-3-4, three triples. He's back to putting up these crazy percentages. 58% from the field, 7-12 shooting, and 4-4 from the free throw line. Just roll with it. And then when it falls off, you can most likely move on. I know the biggest thing that's probably going to keep him in the lineup is there is no Jalen Suggs. And Noah Penda, who actually moved him to the starting lineup, which is interesting. We'll get a chance to talk about him in a second. That will, of course, be Franz Wagner's spot. But with Franz Wagner comes back, that's just a lot of shots getting taken. So you can roll Black now, and then once it starts creeping back to where it was, just don't be afraid to move back on or move on from it. Noah Penda had 5.7 rebounds, one assist, one steal, two blocks, 40% from the field, 2-5 shooting, and 1-1 from the free throw line. That's solid, more deep league stuff. I like the minutes, though, and if that does keep, man, you might want to take a chance. I prefer 14-teamers. I don't think you need to take a 12-team shot at him. Unless they maybe have like a good schedule that I understand. Keep an eye on that one. That's interesting. Jace Richardson, 18 minutes off the bench. He had 9 points and three rebounds. And like I said, he's efficient, 66% from the field. Anybody, I'm sorry. I lied to you guys. He shot 1-4 from the three throw line. Ouch. Thanks, man. And that's pretty much it for these guys. You had like 3 points and two blocks from Goga Batadze. 2 points and two blocks. I apologize. We'll go ahead and check on the 76ers and see what happened over here. Tyrese Maxey leading the way. 29. Oh, this is weird. Like barely any peripherals. He really had 29 points, one assist, one rebound. Whoa, that's strange. Three steals to go with that. Three triples also. Oh, we'll take that. You know, you can't complain. But I love the percentages. 45% from the field, 10-22 shooting, and 66 from the free throw line. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Joel Embiid, still hooping, man. Glad to see him. I think he was questionable, not probable for this one. And he played. Dude, he played. 22-9-3, one steal, one block, 41% from the field, 7-17 shooting, and 8-9 from the free throw line. I mean, if you wanted to move on and trade him, I totally understand. This is the time to do it. This is like a stretch of games. Bro's healthy. Get off of it. You get like a top 60 guy back. I'd take it in a heartbeat. But also, he's playing, man. And it's just good to see him on the court, to be honest with you. Don Barlow had 11-9, a 5-9 shooting, 1-2 from the free throw line. He's still in the starting lineup. We're still waiting on Kelly Oubre. He's getting ramped up. And Kelly Oubre just looks like dog water right now. 6 points and one block. And he missed all five of his shots. So he gave you 0 points. Kelly Oubre, you're selling us, man. You're selling us. Also, we didn't check on Paul George. This is a really good game for Paul George. The shooting's not good, but he absolutely just like filled the stat sheet here. 18 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Ooh. like that. 8 of 21 from the field is 38% shooting, not desirable, but he hit both of his free throws. That's good. He's doing a lot of everything. He's staying healthy too. That's a good thing. I think I'd be a little bit more inclined to keep Paul George because I feel like it's just not as big of a detriment to his health to be playing a lot of basketball. But I understand if you wanted to trade him to what you still had an opportunity. We'll check on some more of these bench guys. Quentin Grimes, not a good game. He only took 5 shots, and that's not a good sign. But he did play 28 minutes, so, I mean, I would think I would hold a little longer. 6 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, a steal on the block, 1 triple. That's all they can give you. Hopefully it'll be better in the next one. Oh, and they have Andre Drummond back instead of Adembona in the rotation, who had 7 points and 6 rebounds, a steal on the block in his 16 minutes of action. You don't need to roster Andre Drummond unless you're in deep leagues. You really need some blocks and stuff. So it's up to you. Nice. Good game from the 76ers. Holding on. They're doing their thing. I think they're in the playoff race. I think. I don't want to misquote there. Next game of the day, the New Orleans Pelicans. They look like they scored a lot of points. I'm going to be honest. It was the Washington Wizards. 128-107. We'll talk about the Wizards, actually, because this is interesting. You guys already know about the trade. Trae Young is now a Wizard. I personally am like 75% certain we may not see Trae play this season. It reminds me of the B.I. thing from last year, Brandon Ingram, where his ankle just never recovered. It's still, he's working on it. You know, it's getting there day by day. Just have some patience. And then it was the end of the season. They want to keep their pick. It's top 8 protected. And I think they're one guy away for trying to make a push. I think next year they actually might make the push if they get a good draft pick. So right now you won't have him. You still have Trey Johnson. That also should mean more for Bub. And there's some guys that are kind of like trickle down and they'll get some time too. We'll talk about the big guys, of course. This is a little bit of a blowout because everyone's minutes are all wonky. Keyshawn George returned. He just automatically healthy as soon as CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert left. Oh, wow. Look at that. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 triples, 6 of 13 from the field. That's fine in those limited minutes. You could take that and be happy with it. Alex Saar, he had 14 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists and a block. He shot 45%, but he shot a rough 4 of 8 from the free throw line. He had a really like good couple of free throw days. It had to revert back, unfortunately. Trey Johnson is still in the starting lineup, and I think he might stay. 12 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 3 steals. I like the 3 steals, 2 triples. 3-7 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Biggest thing with him is peripherals. I like the steals here. I'm not counting on 3 steals a game. But the 1 rebound and 2 assists is what kind of is like, meh. He only played 25 minutes. Like I said, it's a blowout. But I think if you want to get ahead of it, now's the time to grab Trey Johnson if he's still there. Bilal Koulibaly. I said it right this time. Ha. He did it. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple. He shot 33%. Oh, and he shot 50% from the free throw line. Oof, that's rough. He's also going to get plenty of time to just kind of do what he wants. I want to know what he looks like in the future, like as far as their plan, because he's kind of their defensive guy, but you also have Keyshawn that plays defense and, of course, Star plays defense, where he plays in long term. Right now, he's getting the run if you wanted to roster. I'm totally understand. The unk of the team, Chris Middleton, had 4 points and 2 rebounds. This dude's definitely not going to be playing. Until the season, there's no way. If they shut him down early, I also would not be surprised, to be completely honest with you. A couple other guys you may want to consider on the bench. Like I said, Bob Carrington is going to be able to get some time here because I just don't think they're going to play Trey, if at all. But I really don't think they're going to play Trey. Bob Carrington at 11-5-4 with a steal, 3 triples on the 40% from the field. Nice, I'll take that. He's like a PRA guy. He can get you some steals and triples when he's feeling it. Justin Sampani, someone else you might want to consider. 12-9, 4 assists, 6-12 from the field. Big, you solid points, but big rebounds and steals when he gets going. Someone you might want to consider stashing as well. I know we're a little far out, but we're actually not that far out if you want to start thinking about stashing people, especially if you have a big roster. Malachi Branham, also for deeper leagues, someone you might want to consider. 10 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, 2 triples. 66% from the field. He only took 3 shots, though, so it's not like a high. He just kind of hit 2 or 3 of them. And 4-4 from the free throw line. He got extra time because it's a little bit of a blowout. But if these guys are just not trying, you may see Malachi Branham, and he's someone you might want to look at in deeper leagues. Also, I'm sorry. I blew right over the man himself off the bench, Tristan Vucevic. 15-4-2 with 5 blocks, bro? Whoa. Yeah, it says five. I'm just retracing. Yeah, it's five. Man, what a game. He shot odds absolutely putrid. He 4-14 from the field, and he had 70% on high volume at the free throw. That kind of sucks. But he gave you five blocks, and he probably was not going to give you any if it was a real game. He's also someone to keep an eye on during silly season. I know Sar is probably going to play most of this time. I think Sar might play it all the way through. I think they're trying to get these guys got to learn how to be good in the NBA. So they're going to be coached by Trey. They need to get some reps in. That's totally fine. But Vucevic might get some extra time down the stretch. Let's go ahead and check on the New Orleans Pelicans. They came out today and said they're not trading anybody. Nobody is leaving. Well, to be fair, that means they probably didn't get a good price on anyone. But, hey, man, that's okay. I mean, you got some pieces here. I never expected them to trade Jeremiah Fears or Derek Queen, but, like, Trey Murphy, they probably wanted a lot for him. And understandably so. I understand that. Zion? I don't know, man. They probably didn't get enough of what they wanted. And I also understand why teams did want to give up a lot for Zion. So they're just going to roll it out. They don't have a pick next year. They're just going to play. And really, to be honest, they really can't tank, or that pick's going to be even better. We're going to talk about what happened over here with the Pelicans. Trey Murphy, 35, 8, and 4, 4 steals, 7 triples, 54% from the field. But on high volume, he shot 13 to 24, by the way. And he had 2 of his 3 of his free throws. That 67% looks bad, but at least it was just one missed free throw. Big game, man. He's just rolling. He's rolling. He's really good at basketball. And I hope he gets to contend for a championship one day. Zion Williamson, nice 31, 4, and 3 with 2 steals from him. Big, huge, monstrous volume from the field, 12 of 14, 85%, 86 to be exact. But he also was like, yeah, I don't care about your free throws, and shot 7 to 13. Giveth and taketh, you know? Love this triple double. This is a big triple double. Okay, Derek Queen. 14, 16, and 12 with 2 blocks, 7 to 13 from the field. That's a great game. He had 5 turnovers. Who cares? Sign me up every day. He's going to be really good, guys. Just give him some time. Bryce McGowan was in the starting lineup. He had 6 points. We can go over that. And you had a good game from Jeremiah Fears. He had 31 minutes here, too. To be fair, there's someone on the bench that absolutely just sucked. It was just so terrible that, like, they never played him for the rest of the game. And we'll talk about him in a second. But this is good from Jeremiah Fears. You got to give credit where credit's due. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 triples, 9 of 15 from the field. A little hot shooting. That's 60%. You can't expect that every night. And 1-on-1 from the free throw line. That's a good game. Like I said, you got to get props. Got to get props. And Jordan Poole. Yeah, that's the guy. Dude, this sucks. This is bad. 0 points, 1 assist. He only took 2 shots. It was a negative 6 in 12 minutes, bro. What did you do? I feel like he just got in the court and just laid on the ground and just said, I'm a traffic cone. That's a really bad game. I think he's really struggling to find his spot. And you would think this is the revenge game, right? Oh, time to cook my former team. He's really struggling to find his place on this New Orleans Pelican roster. Micah Peavy, if you have any room in deeper leagues, you might want to consider him. He's getting good minutes here. 27 is a good amount. I know it's a little bit of a blowout. But they've been trying to give him more time. He fouled out. He had 9 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 triple, 4 of 9 from the field. Like I said, this is deeper league, so I'm looking like 16, 18, maybe 20s. Well, absolutely 20s in deeper. But I want to take a look at Micah Peavy. Besides that, nobody really did anything. Oh, you had 7 points and 2 steals from Jordan Hawkins. Good job, brother. I think I'll pass, though. We'll go ahead to the next game. The Harden revenge game in Brooklyn as he takes on the Nets and wins 121 to 105. We'll go ahead and check on the Nets. Looks like Claxton moved back into the starting lineup after a couple games on the bench, just getting ramped back up. 13, 6, and 4 with the steal from Claxton. He hit a triple. Nice. 55% from the field, 5 and 9 shooting, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cool. We're rolling. We're back. I think it's time to get some stock on Yegor Yemin. It's time. 19, 3, and 3 with 3 steals, 5 triples, 6 of 13 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. I think he's figuring it out. And I think he's figuring it out very fast. Very fast. That's pretty good. If you can grab him now, I would, absolutely, before it's too late. He's still playing more minutes than Cam Thomas, and that's a good sign. Cam Thomas had 13 points and one rebound and one assist and two triples on 5 of 13 shooting, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. They don't want Cam Thomas here. I think you guys know that already. You don't have to roster him, especially down 12 leagues. 14, and I get it, like, sure. But they're not going to give him a big role. And do not get sucked in by this random 30-point scoring night he's going to have in 25 minutes because he just got hot and he's just chucking away. Like, don't get sucked in by it. They don't want him in. I don't think his role is going to be big enough to give him big fantasy value, especially where his main thing is scoring in free throws and triples. Michael Porter Jr., this is kind of a chill game from him as far as, like, scoring-wise, but he did everything else. 18, 5, and 6, 4 steals, 1 block, no triples. Interesting. And bad shooting, 7 of 20 from the field, before 4 from the free throw line. He's still rolling, man. I think he's still top 30. Like, just enjoy it. Noah Clowney is, like, he has, like, promise and potential, but it's just not consistent. 12-3-2 with 3 triples, 4-13 from the field, lowly 30%, and 1-2 from the free throw line. It sucks, man, where it's like, okay, you may not do much, but you got to, like, have the percentages, and you don't do the percentages. And it's like, okay, I don't think I need to hold on to you. Oh, they moved Terrence Mann back into the starting lineup. Wow. He was not a DMP. I thought it was it. Thought we were done with the Terrence Mann experience. We're not. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 50% shooting from the field. Guess you're still playing. We'll go ahead and check a look at the bench. I like this game for Danny Wolf. I'd love to see him get more time. I think that's more going to be his silly season thing when he gets to get, you know, let loose. 11, 6, and 1, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 triples, 4 of 8 from the field. That is good. That's a good, that's a pretty solid line in 17 minutes. Love to see what he looks like when he gets more run. And lastly, De'Ron Sharp is in the starting lineup. Now he's back on the bench in a 17-minute role. You can hold. I'll totally understand if you don't want to. 6 and 9 with an assist on 3 of 6 shooting. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Clippers and see what happened over here. Kawhi continues to just, I don't know, man. He's in, like, super robot mode, cyborg mode right now. 26, 5-5, 3 steals, 1 block, 4 triples, 9-15 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Kawhi Leonard. I don't even know what to say. I think he's like 3. I think Shea got his spot back, but it's ridiculous, man. Good to see him healthy. That's what makes me happy. John Collins still in the shooting heater, dude. 78% here, 16-4 with 3 blocks. And you getting blocks now, bro? Wow. 2 triples, hit both of them. That's insane shooting. I would roll with it. It's gonna come down, but, like, his minutes are high. They're, like, giving him more, and he's playing better. He should be rostered. If it's a Zubox, this is a whatever block game from him. 5.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. 20%. Yo, it sucks when you're, like, your big man shoots, like, a negative percentage. Like, it's not over 50. You're like, dog, I didn't draft you for this. 20%. And 3-4 from the free throw line. This is a bad game. It's a bad game. They really didn't need him. Like, they had this game under control. Chris Dunn had a solid 9.5 rebounds and a steal. 1 triple, 4-6 shooting from the field. Cool. You can roster him. I understand if he's doing more, especially when, like, you don't have Harden or, like, Kawhi in the lineup. But also, you can not. He's more of a deeper league player, I think, more than anything, or good streamer in 12-team leagues. James Harden was when I popped off. I told you it was a revenge game. It exists. 31 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 3 triples. 10-13 from the field, 8-8 from the free throw line. He just cooked them. Jesus Christ. That is real cooking. Real barbecue chicken. Jordan Miller also had a good game off the bench. He has his moments, 21 points and 5 rebounds with 3 triples, 9-13 from the field. He got hot. Usually got that one bench guy who's just on fire, and then it leads into barbecue chicken, and the game's over. Brooke Lopez got some extra time in this one because I guess the homie Zubas was playing very bad. He had 3 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. That's a solid game all around. I don't think you can count on it, so you don't have to roster him. Maybe deep, that really deep list, like a 30 deep or something. You can keep him on your roster because Zubac's going to get most of the minutes most of the time and do most of the damage. He had 1-3 from the field and 1-1 from the free throw line. Good stuff from these guys. They're rolling, man. They're playing a lot better, and they're trying to save us from a true OKC dynasty by not giving up their pick. Next game of the day. This is a close one. Talk about OKC. Wow, did I do that? I swear, guys, I did not time it like that. That was just, am I getting that good at podcasting? I don't know. Let me not hype myself. Let me not gas myself. Anyways, Thunder won it 117-116. They basically sat everybody except J-Dub. We'll talk about those guys in a second. We'll go ahead and check on the Grizzlies. No John Morant, who's in trade talks right now. Maybe he'll be a Milwaukee Buck. I could see that. If there's anywhere I could see him going, I would love to see him in Minnesota, but I think that's just like selfishness. But they need a point guard too. I think he may be Milwaukee though. I don't know. Weird feeling. I thought Trey was going to be going to Washington, and he did. So I don't know. You never know. Anyways, we'll talk about these guys. Like I said, no Ja Morant. I don't know if or when he plays for these guys again. That's going to be interesting to kind of see. So we're going to get a lot of Cam Spencer. Cam Spencer didn't shoot well in this one, but he gave you 7 points, 4 rebounds, 11 assists, and 1 steal, 1 triple, 2 of 8 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cam Spencer, you just keep rolling with him. The only thing that I'm worried about, let's say they do make a trade, you got to see who's coming back in, and they probably do want a young guard. Also, I don't know what these dudes are. Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen Jr., hello? Are y'all there? I don't know where they are. I'm assuming they're coming back soon, and that's going to bite into Spencer's production. Keep rolling with it. I totally understand. He's doing a lot. There's no Ja Morant, but that could be ending sooner than you may want it to. Cedric Kyle returned. Welcome back, brother. 13-9-4, 1 triple, 3 of 9 from the field. Not his best shooting night, but he made a floater at the free throw line with 6 of 7. Cool. Good to see him. He's going to get plenty of time, man. They like him, and he's actually really good. Really, really good. Jock Landale moved in the starting lineup. Nice little, just a clean, pristine double-double. 13 and 10 with 2 assists. 1 triple, 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cool. Thanks, bro. Appreciate that. It's simple. That's what you want from a back-end solid center you grab out the waiver wire. Jaren Jackson Jr. did everything. He's been rebounding better. Am I tripping? There's only 7 here, but he's had a couple double-digit rebound games. So interesting. 23-7 with 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples. Great percentages. 9 of 14 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Cool. Cool, man. He's rolling, man. Remember, people were like, dude, should I drop this guy? Yep. That's why you don't drop all stars. And Jalen Wells, who just can't shoot anymore. 10-4 with 3 assists and a triple on just a lovely 3 of 13 from the field. Ooh, wee. You made my day. And 3 of 4 from the free throw line. You don't need to roster him in 12 teams. He's not playing good enough to be rostered. Santi Aldama, that just finds a way to just do stuff, bro. I like I said, I stopped making sense of it. 15-7-7 with 2 triples, 6 of 9 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He belongs rostered. Like, where's roster? So sometimes it's like, oh man, you suck. And then the days is like, wow, look at you. You were a league winner, as they say. 18-2 for GG Jackson. That's a nice little game. I don't think he's really going to get enough time long term, which sucks, you know. Wanted to see how he would develop. He had a couple of big scoring games like a couple seasons back. 1 triple, 3 of 8 from three. He had 3 of 8 from 3 triples, 7 of 12 from the field, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Yeah, sucks. I wish we could see more GG. We'll go ahead and check on Oklahoma City Thunder. Like I said, there's no Shea. There's no iHeart. There's no Casey Wallace. There's no Chet. I think I'm missing somebody. So this is just like people just did stuff. Aaron Wiggins got the start. He had 16-7, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple. Bunch of ones. 7-13 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. You can't expect on this next game unless he has a hot shooting night. Jaylen Williams was the man of the hour. There you go. This is what you want to see from him. Like, I know he needed everyone out to do it, but hopefully this like just gets him rolling so he can play better. 26-5-10. Ooh, wow. Look at that. Let that double-double. That's a good one. 1 steal, 1 block. Ooh, love that too. 50% from the field, 9 of 18 shooting, and he shot 80% at the free throw line. It's not bad. I mean, it's still a tight volume, but at least it's 80%. Good. That's what you want to see from him. Hopefully this kickstarts a good run from him. Brandon Carlson moved in at center. Yeah, he played 15 minutes, almost basically 16 minutes in this one. 5 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple, 2 of 5 from the field. Usually on 10-game days, you don't have to stream, but if you did, it's a little underwhelming. Oh, my God. Lu Dort actually did okay. Wow. 13-6-4 for Lu Dort with 3 steals. He only had 1 triple. Maybe he stopped and realized, man, I can't shoot today. And he didn't absolutely tank your field goal. But he made 5 of 12 from the field, which is respectable. And he made both his free throws. It's not a bad game. If you stream Lu Dort today, you'd be like, okay. Of course, we all can always count on AJ Mitchell to step up when guys are out. And he did what you wanted to do. 23 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, a block, 2 triples, 9 of 18 from the field, 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Not his best night from the free throw line. He had been shooting like closer, like upwards to 90%. Dude, it's crazy. But that's just good. He's just a good baller. Like I said, I'm pretty sure he's still in the top 60, which is insane. Just hold him. Just hold him. Isaiah Joe, no good shooting from him. He was not a sharp shooter in this one. He shot 0 of 6 from the field, but he made 3 points because he got 3 or 4 for the free throw line. 2 blocks and a rebound to go with it. Cool. This is not his best day, though. Also, the other guy that stepped up, I'm just double checking, I didn't miss anybody. Yeah, is Kenrich Williams. Yeah, man. 21 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 triples, 8 of 13 from the field, 2 free from the free throw line. That's pretty good. That's a good game. If you streamed him, I know you probably like rolled the dice on who to stream. But if you did end up picking Kenrich Williams.
Don't give up comfort for style. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look good while feeling comfortable. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
That's a solid game. Oh, also, Alex Caruso returned, just so you guys know. 7-3-2 with a steal and 2 blocks in 23 minutes. If he got time like that and you could just get those lines from him like on a more consistent basis, oh, life would be so good. 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 of 3. I'm sorry, 2 of 4 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Good stuff for the Thunder. They survived a loss without all those guys, and that's good. You'd want to see if your team could pull it off without like majority of your starting cast being here. Next game of the day. The Hawks, the other team involved in the trade. No CJ McCollum, just so you know. No Kirk Kispert. They're not with the team just yet. 110-87. Over the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets did not have Jamal Murray. He was not available for this game, which is okay. He was good. He was probable to play with just his ankle, but then he got sick. He was not feeling well, so they just ruled him out. Probably a smart thing to do. We'll go ahead and check on the Nuggets first. I mean, you have most of the guys back. Christian Braun played and Aaron Gordon played. But like I said, no Murray. We'll go ahead and talk about the starters. Hunter Tyson moving to the starting lineup. He had 10, 4 and 4 with the steal, 2 triples, 4 of 9 shooting. That's good, but you probably can't expect him to be there long term. Of course, Peyton Watson played the most minutes on the team, did everything he could to win. 25, 11 and 4, 3 steals and a block, 2 triples, 9 and 19 from the field. He's just not a good free throw shooter, 5 or 7 from the free throw line. But dude, he's putting up big stats. I guess I think I wrote about him on a blurb. His free throw is going to carry down his value, but like if you don't care about free throw, man, he's balling. He's doing everything he can to try and get wins for this team. De'Ron Holmes did not pan out how we wanted it to. He had 6 points and 1 rebound and 2 triples. It was good shooting, 67%. He made 2 of his 3 shots. Actually, all 3 shots were triples, and he made 2 of them. In his 15 minutes, you do not need to be roster him. You should be worried about Christian Braun. We should. You should, actually. I know he's ramping up, but dude, this is bad. 0 points, 4 rebounds, a block. He missed all 5 shots. Because he might be a free throw merchant, a field goal merchant. Actually, I apologize. Field goal merchant. And there is no Nikola Jokic. That was my only concern. I was like, oh, what if he creates for himself? He's not a good ball handler. I think you guys know that by now. And there's no Jokic to kind of catch him when he's cutting. Sure, you could say there's Murray, but like Jokic is, come on, we're gonna be honest. Jokic is a better passer than Murray. Rough sailing. You can hold if you want to, but like, I don't think you need to hold through this. Jalen Pickett also moved in starting lineup. He got a solid 33 minutes. He had 7, 6, and 6 with an assist. He took 6 shots only. He had 50% of them. That's cool. And he made a triple. That's cool. If you had a little stream, like, it's not like, ooh, this is crazy. Like, oh, this is like gravy. I love this. It's solid. It's okay. Tim Hardaway Jr., 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 triples, 3 of 8 shooting, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He does what he does. They still got Aaron Gordon coming off the bench. I totally understand. They monitor his minutes. You know, he had that like hamstring injury for like most of the year last year. Being cautious, cool. 14-9-5. 1 triple, 5-11 from the field, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. His field goal percentage is also going down, but Aaron Gordon could kind of create a little bit more of a shot for himself than Christian Braun can. And lastly, Zeke Nnaji, who has been popular over the last couple of days for their games, just because he stepped up when it was needed. He only had 12 points and 3 rebounds on 4 or 5 shooting. I like the shooting there. He gave you a triple. Actually, all the percentages are good. 80% from the field, 1 triple. He made 50% from deep and 3 of 3 from the free throw line. I think he's okay to roster. I mean, if you want to hold and kind of see how it works, but something better does come along. I totally understand you moving on. We'll talk about the Atlanta Hawks. We are still waiting, like I said, on CJ McCollum. No McCollum just yet. I think he'll be available for Sunday. They play again Sunday. He'll be there. And the question, of course, is, does he move into the starting lineup? Oh, is he going to take Nickeil Alexander-Walker's place? To be honest, I don't think it's going to really matter. both of these guys are probably still going to log huge minutes. I can see Nikhil still getting 33, and I can see him getting around 29, and that's enough for him to go shoot the ball. Or he'd be vice versa, and that's enough for both of them to go shoot the ball. It's going to be okay. We'll check on the man himself, Jalen Johnson, 29, 9, and 6, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 triples. Ooh, you can shoot him from deep now? He got hot from deep, to be honest. 5 of 6, he was hot. 12 of 18 from the field. He had a good shooting night, and he only took one free throw, and he missed it. That's okay. I could take that as a loss. It's not like you're doing that 1-for-3 crap you did the other day. Made me a little sad. Vic Krejci, as he moved into the starting lineup. Interesting. Oh, Risa did not play. I was like, why is he there? Is it something new? He was not there. This is probably Vic's worst shooting night of the season. Jeez, bro. 0 points? He missed all these shots? Ouch. That's not like him. He just gave you assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and you could take that. You can find a way to make that valuable. At least he gave you 4 defensive stats. Yekan Kongu back. He had 15, 5, and 5, 2 steals, 1 block, 3 triples, 6 of 14 from the field. I like it. I know that the Hawks still need a center that can, like, defend and rim run and rebound better. They do. Because, I mean, Tingus Pingus is not really like a big rebounding center. And then Yekan Kongu can rebound, but he's undersized. Like, we know he's a smaller guy. So they're still looking for that. Boy, it was going to be Anthony Davis, but he's really cooked. I hope you guys know it's like 6 weeks for him. To be honest, if he needs surgery, it's probably end of season. It's just unfortunate. Not a good year for AD. But I think he's getting time. He's filling the role for now. They may not make that trade this season. And you just rock with a Yekan Kongu. Dyson Daniels, whoa. Everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, Trey's gone. This is why he's doing it. No, I think it's just a good game, guys. 17, 11, and 10, 4 steals. Crazy triple-double. I wonder if that's – I wonder if triple-doubles he has in his career. I wonder if that's his first one. 8 of 14 from the field and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That's a good game. Interesting to see what he looks like long-term, and I feel like now people are going to be more inclined to draft him higher because there's no Trey around. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he took 21 shots, man. He's got a green light, and he's taking it. 22, 8, and 3, 2 steals, 3 triples, 9 to 21 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. He's going to get a lot. And honestly, if you ended up drafting him or picking him up off the waiver wire, like, it's hard. I know the term league winner is like, whatever. But, dude, he's going to be doing some damage for you. And I think he's going to have a big role moving on. That was a great pickup if you made that pickup. Luke Kennard got some extra time today at 8 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples, 3 of 6 from the field. That's deep league stuff. Keaton Wallace had some time today at 10 points, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 4 assists shooting. That's deeper than Luke Kennard's deeper league stuff. And Asa Newell, the rookie, had a pretty solid game today. 9 and 4 with a block on 4 or 5 shooting. Good shooting. He gave you a triple. Don't think we can look at him this year, but maybe in the future. Maybe in the future. And Arisa and Porzingis should be back, and we'll see what CJ McCollum looks like next game. Guys, really quickly, if you are, of course, watching on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with Doc and Brew, the homies over there, and you like what you see over here, the Box Score Breakdown team, me and William and Spill, make sure you give them a follow on Twitter. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, follow, smash the like button. I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the phrases that people say nowadays. YouTube, Spotify, and Twitter, and Apple. If you guys find us there, make sure you just like, subscribe. We'll bring you all the action Monday through Friday, right after the games. We'll talk about everything that's happened with the slate today and any other big news that is floating around. Because I personally like having you guys around. Next game of the day. Oh, dude, the Knicks lost. Also, the Suns. Whoa. 112-107. Interesting. We'll go ahead and take a look at the Knicks first and see what happened over here. Brunson is just doing what Brunson does. 27-3-5. 5 triples like that. 9-19 from the field, 4 from the free throw line. This is like Jalen Brunson. It's like a stock standard game. Same stuff from him. Dude, Cat's struggling. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. Cat's just like... Like the 15, the 12 and the 12 assists and 5, oh, sorry, 12 rebounds, 5 assists are great. 15 points. He only took 11 shots. He hit 5 of them, 45%. Gave you 2 triples, cool. But now his free throws are bad. 3 of 5 from the free throw line. It's just been like rough sailing. This is still like, I still believe cats will buy low, but it's like, dude, please figure it out. It's not been good. And there was no other center. He played center this game. There was no Mitch in this one that started. So just a rough game, man. Really rough game. Mikal Bridges had 11, 8, and 4 with a block, 3 triples, 4, 10 shooting. Like I said, he's calmed down a lot. I think he'll be just fine, though, especially where you draft him. You can't complain. 15, 8, and 3 with 2 triples, 3 and 9 shooting for OG Anunoby. And he had 7 and 9 from the free throw line. That's not good on high volume. I don't really appreciate that. But like I said, he also has calmed down. He's going to probably sit around that top 60 range, which would be okay. Deuce McBride is just like kind of doing the thing, man. He's kind of balling right now. He is doing that, man. I like that. I like to see him ball. 17, 2, and 2, 3 steals, 3 triples, 7 to 15 from the field. That's good shooting. It's not like high. It's not like bro's just chucking away and making like 80% of the shots. He's just doing it, man. He's doing the thing right now, bro. I like that. I think he should be rostered in 12-team leagues, to be completely honest with you. The minutes are, that's sky high, dude. He played almost 40 minutes. We wait, of course. We're waiting on Josh Hart, who could be here probably in the next 2 games. I think so, just about. And I'm pretty sure he'll take his spot, but like I said, he's kind of like their 6-man, next man up that they look for off the bench. And even then, I think he might be able to pull close to like 28, 29 minutes. He'll get his shots. That's what matters most. You have Mitch Robb off the bench. Mitch Robb at 8 and 14. He's just like a rebound specialist. 4-5 from the field. You don't need to roster him unless you absolutely need a rebound. Jordan Clarkson had 12 points and a rebound. And oh, he gave you a triple. Okay, I'll be nice. He gave you a triple. 4-8 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Jordan Clarkson is deep league stuff. And Tyler Kolek, this is like he was getting minutes. He was looking good, but like I knew when Miles McBride came back, Deuce McBride came back, he was going to be the one to take the role. Tyler Kolek going to get 10 minutes. He had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Don't need to be worrying about him anymore, unfortunately. We'll go ahead and see what happened. I was like, what happened to the Suns? What happened with the Suns? How did they win this? Good game from Devin Booker. Oh, and he shot good from 3. Finally. I'm sorry. I was like, dude, Book shot so broke. But it's working again. That's good. 31, 3, and 8 for Book with the steal. 4 triples. 43% from the field. That's high volume. It's not bad. It's not good either. And 7-8 from the free throw line. The biggest thing here, good scoring. He hit 4 triples. Thank the Lord. He was shooting like 20s, man. You can't look me in the face and be like, yeah, Book's just a 20% three-point shooter. Good to see him finally have a good day. To be real with you, I'm a little worried about Colin Gillespie. I mean it like this. He only had 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 triples, 2 away from the field. And more so is because his minutes have been kind of capped at 28, 27, 28. He's losing shots. Grayson Allen's minutes are rising. And Colin Gillespie's are just like, they're stopped. They're prioritizing Royce O'Neal more, who had 12.6 rebounds and 4 triples. He's playing good right now, though. 4-6 from the field of that. All the shots he made were triples. But Colin Gillespie's role is just like slightly shrinking. I think we're about a week, maybe 2 away from Jalen Green. And then when he comes in, you know, I think you guys get it. Just good the roster now, but it's not looking good for Colin Gillespie at the moment. Mark Williams had 10 points and 5 rebounds and 2 blocks, 5-6 from the field. It's like, okay. I don't know. It's like a weird spot for Mark Williams. I'd absolutely hold. He's just in a weird spot right now. Wow, this is an interesting game from Dylan Brooks. You had 27, 7, and 5 with 5 triples. Maybe 5 assists. Wow. 8 of 15 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. That's a good night from Dylan Brooks. I got to give it to him. You can't count on it being that nice and pristine every night, but that's a good night. And I totally understand if you want to roster him for the points thing, because that's what he's good at. Grayson Allen still coming off the bench. Totally fine. His minutes are up. They were like at 20. Now they're at 25. He's going to be moving to the starting lineup. I think we know that for sure. Grayson Allen had 10 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 of 10 from the field. This rough should do. That's awful shooting, to be completely honest. But he gave you 6-6 on the free throw line, and that's good. And he's just going to continue to ramp up, and he should be able to go back to that top 70 production like normal. Deeper leagues, you might want to look at Jordan Goodwin. He didn't shoot well in this one. He did get 11 shots, though, in 17 minutes. Wow. 7 points and 6 rebounds. He just shot 3 of 11, which sucks. But that's interesting. He's getting a lot of shots. And that's someone you might want to consider. Also, Ryan Dunn, too. 7 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. With perfection from the field. Cool. Good stuff from these guys. They won, man. Wish you would watch that game. Wish I got a chance to see that one. We'll go ahead and check on the Kings suck, man. Unfortunate. 137, Golden State Warriors. They rolled these dudes, man. I got a chance to watch like the end of the like the fourth quarter, basically. Just barbecue chicken, bro. It was not good. 137-103. The Warriors win it over the Sacramento Kings. We'll check on the Warriors. What happened over here? Oh, box scores tripping. 1 second. There it goes. Ha! Box score works. I don't know. Computer doing computer things. We'll go ahead and check on these guys. DeMar DeRozan, 24, 2 and 3, 3 steals, 1 triple, 10 and 19 from the field, 3 and 5 from the free throw line. Not a good shoot. That's not a good shooting night for DeMar. That's very rare, though. Like, we can live with that, you know? We can live with that. 15, 3 and 3 for Zach LaVine, 1 triple, 7 of 15 from the field. Well, it's whatever. You had 8, 7 and 2 from Maxime Reynold, 2 blocks to go with it, 4, 6 from the field. Cool. Like, I think he still should be long on rosters. So, like, this is kind of like a floor game, and I'll take that. Like, I have no complaints. Good to see Keon Ellis starting. That's good. He just played 25 minutes, and this is not his best. 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple. I like the full line, but this is kind of like a little bit of everything. But he had bad shooting, 1 of 4 from the field. He only took 4 shots. It's not a lot. And 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Russell Westbrook continues to get big minutes, and he's just doing stuff. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 triple, 6-11 from the field. 28 minutes from him. He kind of played, well, DeMar DeRozan played the most, but he still got plenty of minutes. This is a blowout. Like, these guys should have been off the court way before this. Dennis Schroeder off the bench at 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 55% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. That's pretty solid in his 20 minutes. I'm not counting on it long term, but cool. Nick Clifford at 6 points, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 2 triples on 2-6 shooting in his 24 minutes. I thought he might be able to get a little bit of boost with Keegan Murray out, but I don't think so. Good to see Malik Monk play, at least. Like, dude, I don't even know what they're doing. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 40% from the field. But that's all he got. Also, Dylan Carwell is back with the team. No more G League. 6 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block on 60%. I don't know what they're doing, man. And now they gave Preston Achiuwa 4 minutes. I don't know. It's not for me to make sense of. That's why I'm not an NBA coach. Exactly why. We'll go ahead and check in what happened over here at the Warriors. It was just, like I said, they cooked these dudes, man. 27 and 10 for Steph. 10 assists, by the way. Nice, clean double-double. 1 steal, 2 blocks. He was balling. 6 dribbles. Yeah, he was balling today. 10 to 21 from the field, and he hit his only free throw. Good. Good stuff, man. You're unk, bro, but you're like one of the, like, more healthier unks. That makes me happy. Jimmy Butler at 15, 6, and 6. No steals, but he did give you good percentages. 6 to 10 from the field, 3 to 3 from the free throw line. Cool, I'll take it. You had Draymond with 11, 8, a 6, and 8 with a steal, 3 triples, 4, 7 from the field. Cool. These guys, is like, I mean, all these guys put up a nice line. Quentin Post started, actually. He had 13 minutes, so he didn't play that much. But 11, 2, and 2 with 3 triples, 4, 9 shooting. Deeper league stuff only. Moses Moody also started. He had 7 points and 2 assists. You do not need to roster Moses Moody. Please, please make sure you're not rostering Moses Moody, especially not in 12 team leagues. Gary Payton had 12 and 9 with an assist. He had a high shooting. He's a big high field goal guy, 6-7 from the field, but I still think he's only like a deeper league dude. Or if you need to stream, I totally understand. You also had DeAnthony Melton, that's the guy that I was saying you just kind of want to keep an eye on. 19 points and an assist. Nothing else though. No steals in this one. 3 triples though. I like this. Good shooting. 6 to 10 from the field. 4-4 from the free throw line. I'm pretty sure he like sucked and was shooting like close to like 20-30%. And then he just got hot and hit all the shots. And it worked. You also had a pretty full line from Brandon Bajimski. Like I said, I'll give credit when credit's due. 14-4-2 with the steal, 4-6 shooting from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Even with that being said, that's more of like a 14 teamer guy. You don't have the roster. We only got 22 minutes, so you can't make on him having that good of a game in a short period of time on the court. Al Horford, look at the old man. This is just really the unk. The unk of unks. But technically, it's LeBron because he's 41, but like Al moving like an unk, so he's like the unk of unks. And this is the unction of a team. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block, 1 triple, 4 of 6 shooting from the field. D-Willigs only. You don't need to pick up the old man himself. That's pretty much it. Everybody else kind of a little bit garbage time minutes, but nobody really did anything. Good stuff on the Warriors. They are they're at home and they're kind of playing better. So maybe they can make a run out of it. Last two games of the day. This game, it did crazy. Yo, they were up, I think, by 13, the Rockets. And then Kevin Durant sat for 2 minutes, and they were losing. It shows how like much gravity and how important Kevin Durant is. And it sucks because if Kevin Durant sat and Sengun was healthy, they'd be okay. Dude, that sucks. 111-105, the Trailblazers win it over the Rockets. That's insane. Insane way to go out. Kevin Durant, though, man, 30-12-4 with four triples, 55% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. He's back, dude. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't forget about the two blocks. He's back, dude. It's like first round numbers, man. He's been climbing up the board so quietly, and he's in the second round. And I bet you by the end, he's probably going to sit around that like 14-15 mark. If not, he'll be right there on the cuffs of the first round guys. You had a pretty solid game for Jabari Smith Jr. He low key sold. He sold your field goal. Whoa, he did a lot, but he sold your field goal. 13-8-1 with two steals, three blocks, 6 of 21, bro. They should have told you to stop shooting. Like, just take the ball from him. And he low key sold them. He had a couple bad fouls and bad decisions towards the end of the game, and it let them pull away. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Not a good game from Jabari Smith Jr. You like the defensive stats, but that's honestly, to be fair, it's not a good game. I lied to you guys. Steven Adams still getting a start. He played 32 minutes. He had 5 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists on the block. 2 of 2 from the field, but he had 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Ouch. Tari Eason got hurt. Another injury. Yes, he rolled his ankle, sprained it, didn't return. He played 15 minutes. I don't know what happens here with him. Another one of those guys like RJ Barrett. Ooh, he's healthy again. Play some games. Ah, he's hurt. Sucks, man. You want to try and hold, wait for the diagnosis, but I think it could be a couple weeks. I think it can. Just be prepared for that. We'll see who kind of picked up the slack. Honestly, to be honest, that meant more for Reed Shepard. That helps Reed Shepard a lot. 20 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples. It's not his best shooting night. He probably should have stopped shooting too. 8 of 21 from the field, but you like him taking 21 shots and you like him getting 33 minutes. Amen Thompson, he's been balling, man. He's really stepped up. 24-9-3, 2 steals, 9-17 from the field, 6-8 from the free throw line. He's chugging along, man. And people were nervous, and I totally understand. But there's going to be a point where Amen Thompson had to be Amen Thompson. There's going to be a point. Fortunately, they lost, though, man. That's a crazy way to lose. We'll go ahead and check on what happened on the Portland Trailblazers side. Sidy Sissoko, he had some big plays, man. And to be honest, he achieved perfection. 13 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 3 steals, 2 triples. Perfect from deep. 4-4 from the free field. Perfect from the field. 3-3 from the free throw line. Perfection. Look at that, man. It's a good game. Tumani Kamara is playing better. This is good. And like I said, you just want it to stick. It's not going to be this good shooting every night, but like, come on, man. And this is also a career high for Tumani Kamara, by the way. 25, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 5 triples, 9-16 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Like I said, you just wanted to kind of like keep it going. If you held like good, you're getting these games. Let's see some more, you know. Donovan Clingan, 8 points and 15 rebounds and 6 assists. Dude, he was Draymond basically. This is a very Draymond line. 8-15-6 with 2 steals and a block. And he shot bad, like Draymond on a bad night. 3-9 from the field, but he did hit both of his free throws. Interesting line from him. Interesting. I like the passing. Shaedon Sharpe did not shoot his best. Maybe he should have stopped shooting. But he did have 28-5, and I like that, with the 2 triples. 8 of 22 from the field, blech, but 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cool. I'll take that any day. Also, Deni Avdija didn't have his best shooting night. He still did what he could to chip in for the win. 23 with 6 assists. 20-3 with 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples, 5 of 15 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Cool. He's still playing good, man. Like, don't worry about it. He's doing all right. K-Dub Love stepped up off the bench. Good stuff from him. 18 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 triples, 6 of 13 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cool. You don't need to roster him in 12th in leagues. Deeper leagues, I totally understand. He's going to have his moments. So it's up to you if you want to do that. By the way, Rob Williams got hurt. He played 6 minutes and had 3 rebounds. 1 assist. Yeah, that's it. He didn't even shoot the ball. Dude's getting hurt, man. And you know what's crazy? It sucks. I don't know which knee it was, but it was his knee. So that's not a good sign. Unfortunate. Good stuff for the Trailblazers. I believe they won their fifth straight. And they won seven of their last eight, and they're looking good. And you know what? If they made the play-in and they found a way to sneak into the playoffs, with Drew's almost back, by the way. Drew's right there. He's starting to get real doubtful. That's a good sign. Next thing you know, he's going to stay questionable, and he's going to play. With Drew coming back, they might make a push for the playoffs, man. Truly, truly. This team is not bad. Their record does not actually exemplify their play. Last game of the day. Yeah. I watched this game. It's so much to talk about on this one. The Milwaukee Bucks get the dub over the Los Angeles Lakers, 105-101. It was looking good until, LeBron just costly turnover. And it's crazy because LeBron honestly kept them in the game, to be real with you. We'll go ahead and check on the Lakers. We'll start with LeBron, who's honestly, I'll be real with you, I didn't think he was going to have to do this season, but he's basically been like a first-round player over the last week and a half. 26, 9, and 10, three steals, two triples. 10 of 21 from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. We know that LeBron can struggle with free throws, but dude, he's just putting up monster numbers because he has to. I don't know if that's good for them long-term because I think they probably want to let LeBron have some time to kind of coast during the season, but he can't. Like, they don't have the means of that. They don't have the means of that. Jake LaRavia got the start. He's still starting in place of Rui Hachimura, 13-2-2 with two steals, three triples, 5-8 from the field. I'd take that. That's a pretty solid game. DeAndre Ayton sucked, man. He just looked bad. He looked bad. He doesn't have, like, that's the problem with DeAndre Ayton, and we saw this back in Phoenix. We saw it at Portland. He just doesn't have, like, the motor and the energy and, like, the fight that you would want him to have as a center. And, like, of course, it's a bad matchup. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo and Miles Turner, like two big dudes, and one dude's like a legit brawler, beast of a man. He's terrible. He didn't play. He didn't finish the game. Jackson Hayes finished the game over him. Jackson Hayes was at least fighting, and DeAndre Ayton's not going to be good unless he figures it out. And luckily, I'm so thankful for J.J. Redick to just pull him off and be like, yo, bro, you sucked, basically. And it sucks for fantasy, of course. You're like, dude, like, why is this guy, like, not consistent? Like, what's going on? You got a hole. Like, you're not going to drop him. And if somebody sees this game, they're not going to trade for him. You just hope he figures it out, you know? We saw this for years, and unfortunately, he's still kind of doing it. 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 of 6 shooting for DeAndre Ayton. Marcus Smart had 9 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 3 triples, 3 of 9 from the field. Not his best shooting night, but, I mean, at least it gave you some steals. I think that's kind of what you want to force, steals and triples. Luka Doncic, dude. Luka needed to stop shooting, too. What is this, bro? Like, people get so caught up in the 24-9-9. They're like, oh, this looks so great with 2 steals. Like, yeah, sure. But he shot 8 of 25 from the field, and he had 4-5 from free throw. Oh, I guess he gave you 4 triples, so that's like the Band-Aid over all this. I don't know, man. That's not his best night. He also fouled out, by the way. I think it's his first time since 2022 fouling out. This is rough, like, it's like gaudy lines, but at the cost of everything. 9 points and 9 rebounds for Jared Vanderbilt with 2 assists, 1 triple, 4-7 from the field. Like, good rebounds guy when he gets some time. That's cool. It's good to see him hit a triple. He's been working on a shot, but he's more deeper leagues than anything. But besides that, you really didn't get much. Like I said, Jackson Hayes did close the game, but Jackson Hayes only had 6 points and 2 rebounds and assists. He was more so doing a defensive component and being the motor that they needed to try, at least try and win. We'll go ahead and last team of the day, we'll go ahead and check on the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis, the man himself, Antetokounmpo, 21-6-5, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Cool, rolling. 9-11 from the field, and he had a good free throw, 3-4. I'll take that. Nice. He says he's committed. We're going to see if he sticks to that. Kevin Porter Jr. also had a big game. 22-5-6, 4 steals and a block. That's some big numbers. It's not like Kevin Porter's like great on defense. He just like gambled, and it worked. 1 triple, 7-4, 14 from the field. Nice 50%. And 7-10 from the free throw line. It's not his best, though. But he's been better than that. I think he's shooting 86 for the season, which is crazy because he shot like 70-something last season. Huh. Maybe he just got good at him. Miles Turner back to being, I don't know what this is, 8 points and 6 rebounds. Gave you 2 triples and 3 assists from the field. I don't know. He just can't figure it out. AJ Green had 11, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 3 triples, 4-7 from the field. Cool. Three triples. He did what he needed to do. Nice three-point guy for you. And Ryan Rollins just couldn't put the ball in the hoop today. 10.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 triple. And he had better free throw, 5 or 6 from the field, though. We take that for free throw. But 2 of 13, man. Ooh, sucks. By the way, they had Bobby Portis in the closing lineup. 11 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 triple, 5 of 12 from the field. I don't know if you want to do anything with it, but it's interesting. Kyle Kuzma also had 13, 3, and 2 with a steal, 1 triple, 5 of 10 shooting from the field, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line off the bench. He's more of a deeper league guy. I mean, of course, if he gets bigger minutes, we can look at him in 12 team leagues, but you don't have to. Either way, they got the dub, man. Things fell their way at the end. Guys, that is it for me. Usually on Fridays, I take comments or, like, any questions. Matt Carmody in chat said, thanks. Appreciate the shows. Thank you for being here, Matt. I appreciate that. That is it for me for today, to close out the week. I hope you guys are winning your matchups, man. Really am. We're getting close, man. It's, I don't know how you guys' teams or leagues are set up, but next thing you know, it's All-Star break, and next thing you know, it's time for fantasy playoffs. Like, we're ramping up. So I hope you guys are, these are like crucial months and weeks, and you guys are getting these dubs, and you take it all the way home to get that fantasy gold. That's enough for me today. I'm your host, Tim Littleton, bringing you another episode of Box Score Breakdown, presented by FanDuel. It was an honor, as always. And I will see you guys. Yeah, I'll see you guys next Tuesday. I'll be here. Cheers. Have a good one.